Hey, good afternoon, everybody. So we're going to continue with our discussion of the mitzvos of Shabbos. And we're going to discuss this week the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. So the introduction to Tosefes Shabbos really begins from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes Amud Aleph, which establishes that we are mosifin mechol al hakodesh. We add some kedusha into a time period that would otherwise be chol. And the Gemara cites a machlokas tanoim from where we derive this principle. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that we derive it from the pasuk becharish uvakotzir tishbos with respect to tosefes shviyas. So Rabbi Akiva says that we add on to the sixth year right before shviyas and onto the eighth year right after shviyas. Rabbi Yishmael has a different pasuk v'inisam snafshosechem besish alachodesh ba'erev me'erev adarev, which is in the context of inui on Yom Kippurim. And Rabbi Yishmael says that we learn from that pasuk that we have to add Tosefes Inui prior to Yom HaKippurim. And then the Gemara adds that according to Rabbi Yishmael, from the rest of the pasuk, from Tishbisu Shabbatchem, we derive that there's also a principle of Tosefes Shabbos and of Tosefes Yantif. So we have a principle of Mosifin Mechol Al HaKodesh, where Rabbi Akiva comes in the context of Shviyas, where Rabbi Yishmael comes in the context of Yom HaKippurim, and it's extended to Shabbos and to Yantif. So let's focus on three main questions with respect to the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. Number one, what's the legal origin status of Tosefes Shabbos? Is it a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan? Number two, what exactly is the nature of the Zman HaTosefes, of the time period in which Tosefes Shabbos takes place, and what's its relationship to Shabbos itself? And does that have any connection to the first question of whether Tosefes Shabbos is a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan? And what exactly are the consequences of the way that we characterize the nature of the time period of Tosefes Shabbos? So let's begin from the origin, from the source of Tosefes Shabbos. Is Tosefes Shabbos a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan? We know that there were psukim quoted in the Gemara. Both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael had drashos to teach us the Din of Tosefes, but only Rabbi Yishmael had a drasha to teach us the Din of Tosefes Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva didn't. So that leaves open to question, first of all, whether according to Rabbi Akiva there is any Din of Tosefes Shabbos, and according to Rabbi Yishmael, is there a Din of Tosefes Shabbos mid D'Oraisa, both before and after Shabbos? So let's go through the shitos, and we're going to see three different camps in the Rishonim with respect to this question. So the Ra'ah, Rabbi Aaron Alevi, in his commentary in Brachos Tav Chav Zayin Amid Beis, and also the Or Zaruah in Chelek Beis Yud Dalid, so they are of the opinion that Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yantif are completely mid D'Oraisa, both before and after Shabbos, meaning adding on to Shabbos beforehand and extending Shabbos afterwards, are dinim D'Oraisa. However, other Rishonim disagree. The Rambam in Shvisas Aser, Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, so he quotes the din of Tosefes only regarding adding on to the Inui of Yom HaKippurim. And that sparks some commentary in the Nosei Kelim. The Magen Mishnah says that the Rambam disagrees with other Rishonim, and the Rambam actually thinks that there's only a Din D'Rabbanan of Tosefes Shabbos. The only Din D'Oraisa, according to the Rambam, says the Magen Mishnah, is the Din of Tosefes Inui on Yom HaKippurim. But the Din of Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yantif, with respect to Isser Malacha, that is only mid D'Rabbanan. And the Bir Halacha in Siman Reish Samach Aleph, Se'if Beis, is also of that opinion. And Rabbeinu Tam also, in the Or Zaruah, he's quoted in the Or Zaruah and also in other places, Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion that Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yantif is mid D'Rabbanan. Then, in addition to those Nosei Kelim, there are also some who think that according to the Rambam, there actually is absolutely no din of Tosefes Shabbos whatsoever. That not only is it not a D'Oraisa, it's not even a D'Rabbanan. It doesn't exist, Bichlal. And that was the opinion of the Beis Yosef in Siman Reish Samech Aleph, and also the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Hei Halacha Gimel, that according to the Rambam, there is no such din of Tosefes Shabbos. It just plainly does not exist. I saw in the Rishim HaShiyur in Brachos and Chav Zayin Amid Beis, so Rav Reichman quoted the Rav as being mistapik whether the Rambam acknowledges a chalos Tosefes or not. Meaning, when the Rambam says that there's no din of Tosefes, or that there's only a din of Tosefes D'Rabbanan, but let's go for now, according to the Beis Yosef's explanation, that there's no din of Tosefes, does that mean there's no mitzvah of Tosefes, but there is a chalos to Tosefes Shabbos? Meaning that if someone decides to take upon himself Tosefes Shabbos, that he is able to be meichel that chalos, that it is effective? Or does it mean that the Rambam doesn't acknowledge a chalos tosefes whatsoever, that there just cannot exist in an additional time period to the twenty-four hours of Shabbos. So that's a suffix that the Rav had. Now this discussion as to whether Tosefes Shabbos is in the Oraisa, the Rabbanon doesn't exist at all, it very well may connect to the Mekoros that we saw originally in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes Amud Aleph. And the Or Zeruah makes that exact argument. He says that the Tanoim themselves, Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, actually disagree about this very question. And he says that Rabbi Yishmael, who has a drasha for Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yontif, thinks that the Tosefes is the Oraisa, whereas Rabbi Akiva, who has a drasha only for Tosefes Shvius, thinks that Tosefes Shabbos and Tosefes Yontif is only Midrabanan. And the Or Zeruah says that although in general we paskin like Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Yishmael, in this case we paskin like Rabbi Yishmael. And the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Samach Aleph does quote the din of Tosefes Shabbos. So now that we've discussed the legal status of Tosefes Shabbos, whether it's a din d'oraisa, din d'rabbanan, doesn't exist at all. Let's now segue into the discussion of the nature of the zman of Tosefes Shabbos. What exactly is the character of the time period of Tosefes Shabbos? And we're going to see that this actually very well may relate back to the discussion of whether Tosefes Shabbos is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. A word of background to the discussion for the nature of the time period of Tosefes Shabbos. So the Gemara in Brachos Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis reports that Rav used to have a practice to be mispalel shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos. Used to daven tefilas arvis of Shabbos even when objectively it was still Friday. It wasn't yet the time of Shabbos. And then the Gemara goes on to explain that according to Shmuel, mispalel adam shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos ve'omer kedusha alakos. That not only the pashtos of this line is that not only can one daven marv of Shabbos and erev Shabbos, but one can also even say kiddush when it's still objectively Friday, and it's not yet Shabbos. So this Gemara prompted many of the Rishonim, and including the Rimi Korbil, who's quoted in many places, including in the Or Zeruah, in that same Makor, in Beis Yodalit, to ask the following question. That if Tosefes Shabbos is only a Din D'Rabbanan, of course that's an assumption, we'll revisit that, but if Tosefes Shabbos is only a Din D'Rabbanan, then how could it be that Rav and Shmuel said that you could fulfill a mitzvah de'oraisa of Kiddush and Achila Suda Shabbos during a Zman D'Rabbanan of Shabbos? We know that there's a mitzvah de oraisa zachor sama Shabbos lekadcho to recite Kiddush on Shabbos. So if the time period of Tosefes Shabbos was only considered Shabbos midrabbanan, then how can you fulfill a mitzvah de oraisa during a derabbanan time period of Shabbos? So let's explore four different possibilities in resolving this question. The first one comes from the Rambam. And the Rambam, for the Rambam, this is a major question, because we know that for the Rambam, at the very least, it's a din d'rabbanan, it may not even exist at all. So how can you say Kiddush during even before Shabbos? So the Rambam really himself answers this question. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chav Tes, Halacha Yad Aleph, says that our assumption to begin with, that Kiddush has to be recited during Shabbos itself, is incorrect. The Rambam says that the Zman of Kiddush can even be Mibbeod Yom a little bit prior to Knisas HaShabbos. And the reason why is because the whole idea of Kiddush for the Rambam is to mark the Knisa of Shabbos. So since the whole idea of Kiddush is to inaugurate Shabbos, so to speak, to call attention to the fact that Shabbos has arrived, so you can say Kiddush a little bit before Shabbos. So therefore, there would be no problem of reciting Kiddush during a time period that is not actually objectively, legally Shabbos. So that's one answer to the question. But there are other answers to the question as well. The Mordechai in Megillah, Simen Tav Shin, Tzadi Ches, quotes Rav Tuvia of Vienna, who has an interesting explanation here. And he says that generally the principle is that someone who's mechuyav midrabbanan cannot be moti someone who's mechuyav midoraisa. That's what the Gemara in Brachos says, that women cannot bench on behalf of men because women are obligated in benching only midrabbanan, whereas men are obligated in benching midoraisa. So therefore, women cannot be moti men in benching because a derabbanan cannot be moti a deoraisa. But says Rav Tuvia that principle is true only when the mechuyav midrabbanan can never become mechuyav midoraisa. Only when the mechuyav midrabbanan is fundamentally excluded, fundamentally mufka from the category of the deoraisa, then in that case he can't be motzi someone who's mechuyav midoraisa. But when you have a certain case where at this point in time or in this circumstance, the person is only mechuyev mederabanan. But fundamentally, he's shayach. Fundamentally, he is included in the category of the deoraisa. So then, even though at this point in time he's only his chiyuv is only a chiyuv derabanan, he can still be motzi someone who's mechuyev mederabanan. And therefore, says Rav Tuvia of Vienna, quoted in the Mordechai, that so too, that for example, first of all, he says that a blind person who's mechuyev in mitzvos, who's mechuyev in a mitzvah only midirabanan, would still be able to be motzi someone who's mechuyev midoraisa, because fundamentally, a blind person is considered in the category of the Da'oraisa. You know, if he was Nisrape, if his blindness was able to be healed, then he would become Mechuyev Mida'oraisa. And says Rav Tovia that so too in this case of in the question of Kish. Even though at this point in time, on Friday afternoon, one is Mechuyev only Midrabanan during the Zman of Tosefes, since one is going to become Mechuyev Mida'oraisa during the Zman of Shabbos itself, therefore his reciting Kiddush during the Zman of the Derabanan is still Ola, it still registers for the Mitzvah De'oraisa of Kiddush. And the Yesod here is that an act that is fundamentally recognized by the Torah registers on a Torah level even during a Derabanan time period. Maybe you could say that the Rabbanan, so to speak, extended the time period in which the deoraisa act is efficacious, but this is not a totally new chalos. This is taking a deoraisa chalos and extending it into another time period that is recognized by the rabbanon. Okay, so that would say that even if Tosefes Shabbos is a din de rabbanon, nonetheless, you would be able to recite kiddush during that time period because one is eventually going to become Mechuyev Mida'oraisa in Kiddush. Now, there are two more opinions that reconcile this, that respond to this question of how one could recite Kiddush during Zman Derabanan of Shabbos, and they basically reject the assumptions of the question. And one is the Or Zarua, and we cited before from the Or Zarua that according to the Or Zarua, the whole Din of Tosefes Shabbos is Mida'oraisa. So if the Din of Tosefes Shabbos is Mida'oraisa, the question doesn't get off the ground, because says the Or Zarua, if the Din of Tosefes Shabbos is Deoraisa, then the Zman, the Chalos of Tosefes Shabbos is itself also De'oraisa. The Or Zarua has a very, very clear Lashon where he says that it's considered Shabbos De'oraisa during the time period of Tosefes Shabbos. If it's considered Shabbos De'oraisa during the time period of Tosefes Shabbos, then you can fulfill all of the mitzvos of even the mitzvos De'oraisa during Tosefes Shabbos, and therefore you can make Kiddush. And so that's also what the Ra'a says, and again, this links back to our previous question that if you think that the Din of Tosefes Shabbos de Oraisa, then you don't run into the problem of reciting Kiddush during the Zman of Tosefes. Then we come on to a fourth opinion, which is really striking, and it goes against the Pashtos of the Gemara in Brachos, that says that Shmuel says that Omer Kedusha ala Kos, but the Rashba quotes some Geonim who said that actually, really, you can only say Kiddush after Tzeis HaKochavim. And apparently what Shmuel meant, Omer Kedusha ala Kos, was that you could daven Mariv during the Zman of Tosefes, but then you would have to wait until Tzeis HaKochavim to recite Kiddush. And for these Gaonim, we also reject the assumption of the question that actually you can't say Kiddush during the Zman of Tosefes. So now, let's try to transition from these different opinions and try to conclude from them what exactly the implications are for the nature of the time period of Tosefes Shabbos. So we already spelled out that according to the Or Zarua, that Tosefes Shabbos is a din de'oraisa, then the Zman HaTosefes of Shabbos is also a din de'oraisa, and the Zman HaTosefes is considered Shabbos itself, is considered Shabbos in its very essence. And I thought that this might be related to another Makor, where the Mechilta offers a totally different source for the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. The Mechilta says it doesn't come from Becharish of Hakatzir Tishbos, it doesn't come from Yinisam Esnafshol Seichem, Esishal HaChodesh Bo'erev, Tishbisu Shabbatchem. It comes from an entirely different source. What's that source? Zachor Es Yom HaShabbos Lekadcho, and Shamor Es Yom HaShabbos. Zachor Milafanov, Vishamor Milaacharov. Says the Mechilta that based on the dinim of Zachor and Shamor, you have to add on to Shabbos at its beginning, and you have to add on to Shabbos at its end. And if that's the case, maybe from the dinim of Zachor and Shomer, which we know relate to Kedushas HaShabbos, or certainly the mitzvah of Zachor, just like we derive the mitzvah of Kiddush from Zachor, So maybe that would cohere nicely with the Or Zarua's approach that Tosefa Shabbos adds on to Kedusha Shabbos, that you have Kedusha Shabbos during this time period of Tosefa Shabbos, Midda Oraisa, and therefore there are no problems with reciting Kiddush during that time period, and maybe it relates to the Makor of Zachor Milufanov. But according to the Gaonim, especially the Gaonim, that you can't say Kiddush during the time period of Tosefa Shabbos, you have to wait until Shabbos itself to recite Kiddush. So what exactly is the nature of the time period of Tosefa Shabbos? So the Gaonim might be of the opinion that the time period of Tosefa Shabbos is not infused with Kedusha Shabbos. Tosefa Shabbos is just an extension of the Isur Melacha of Shabbos, but it doesn't have Kedusha Shabbos in its essence. And this might relate to other Mekoros that connect the mitzvah of Tosefa Shabbos to a chashash of violating the Isur Melacha of Shabbos. Excuse me, Rashi in Brachos in Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis, he cites from the Medrash that we're Mosif Mechol Al HaKodesh because we don't know the precise time of Shabbos. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the precise entry of Shabbos. But as human beings, we can't have precise knowledge of time, and therefore we have to be Mosif Mechol Al HaKodesh somewhat to ensure that we don't come to violate Melech HaShabbos during a time that is actually Shabbos, but that we thought wasn't Shabbos. So again, what you see from there is this chashash that you're going to come to violate Melech HaShabbos, therefore you have to extend onto Shabbos. But what would emerge from there is that the time period of Tosefa Shabbos is really to extend the Isur Malacha of Shabbos, but not to have an infusion of Kedusha Shabbos into the Zman HaTosefes. Now this machlokes, whether Tosefa Shabbos is really a din in Kedusha Shabbos or a din just in the extension of the Isur Malacha of Shabbos, is very relevant with respect to a number of practical consequences. For example, let's say you have a Suda Shabbos. So can you have your entire Suda Shabbos during the Zman HaTosefes? Or do you have to have at least a Kizayis worth of the Suda during the time period of Shabbos itself after Tzis HaKochavim? This was a machlokas between two Deos and Tosfos and Psachim, Daf Tzadi Tesum Midbeis. The Rimi Korbil was of the opinion that you could have your entire Suda Shabbos during the time period of the Tosefes. But Rabbeinu Yehuda in Tosos there implies that you would have to have some of your Suda at least during the nighttime of Shabbos. What exactly is the Nekuda Samachlokas? So the Rav in Rishimo Shiurim and Brachos Chavzayim Mebeis wanted to say that this Machlokas really is exactly the Machlokas about the nature of this Mana Tosefes of Shabbos. According to the Rimi Korbil, this Mana Tosefes is a time period of Kedusha Shabbos. It's infused with Kedusha Shabbos. So just as it's relevant with respect to Isra Malacha, so too it's relevant with respect to the Mitzvah Sayom. Just like you could say Kiddush, you can also have your Suda. So you can have your entire Suda during the time period of Tosefes Shabbos. However, according to Rabbeinu Yehuda, the Zman HaTosefes is relevant with respect to Isra Malacha, but not necessarily with respect to the Mitzvah of, with respect to Kedusha Shabbos and all of its Mitzvos. And even if you want to say that you can make Kiddush, that might be for the Rambam's reason, that you can make Kiddush, that the Zman of Kiddush is not dependent on the Zman of Shabbos. But when it comes to a mitzvah that is dependent on the Zman of Shabbos, like the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos, so that you would have to have during the nighttime in particular. That was the explanation that I saw from the Rav. Halacha Lamaisa, the Taz says that Meikar Adin is totally fine to have the Suda Miba'od Yom, but the Magen Avram and Reish Samach Zayin Seif Aleph and also the Mishnah Brurim and Reish Samach Zayin Seif Hey say that Lechatchila one should be Choshesh for the Machmirim on this question, and therefore they say that one should really have a Kezias after Tzeis HaKochavim. And I actually came across in one of Rav Schechter's coronavirus tshuvas where he made reference to this, and it's very relevant during the summertime when people make early Shabbos, that if they want to fulfill this Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Brura, to have a Kezias after Tzeis HaKochavim. Another interesting consequence of this machlokas is the question of Tosefes Lechatzayin. Can you accept? Can Tosefes take effect with respect to one aspect of the day, but not with respect to another aspect of the day? So Rabbi Akiva Eger in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tesomet Aleph, he questions how it could be that Rabbi Akiva derives Tosefes Inoy Biyom HaKippurim, since Rabbi Akiva's whole drasha pertains only to Malacha of Shviyas. How does Rabbi Akiva, who has the drasha of Bechar Shavakar, Chatzir Tishbos, which is really pertinent to Tosefes Shviyas. How does he derive Tosefes Ino Yan Yom HaKippurim? And in addition, Abakivi Iger asks, how does he derive Tosefes of all Malachos of Shabbos and Yontif when the Pasuk that he has is relevant only to Charish and Katsir, only to Charisha and Ketzira? So you see that the assumption of Abakivi Iger's question is that Tosefes might be able to apply to one aspect of Kedusha Sayom or to Malacha, right? That the Tosefes of Rabbi Akiva for Shviyas is only about Malacha, therefore Rabbi Akiva Yeager questions, how could it apply to the Ino of Yom HaKippurim? Or how could it apply to the entire set of Lamentes Malachos of Shabbos? But the Sfas Emes responds, in Sfas Emes Rosh Hashanah and Tesum and Aleph, he responds that, no, this Mana Tosefes is not really, it's not cut up in bite-sized pieces, it's a package deal. Because the whole idea of Tosefes is that you're accepting upon yourself the Kedushas Hayom. Once you have the Kedushas Hayom, so then it's a package deal, that everything that is accompanied by the Kedushas Hayom comes into effect. So therefore, the Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos and Yontif would apply to all of the Malachos, whereas the Kedusha of Shviyas is relevant specifically with respect to Charisha and Ketzira. What you see from the Sfas Emes is again this idea that the Zman HaTosefes is really a Zman that extends the Kedusha of the day that it pertains to. It doesn't only extend the Isur Malacha. Okay, we didn't have time to get to just one more point on that Tosefes Lechatzoyin. So a very interesting makar from Rabbi Yosef Engel, Legilioni Ashas Yuma Pei Aleph Amid Beis. He has a question. Let's say you have Yontif Shachalios B'Shabbos. So could you accept Tosefes with respect to Yontif, but not with respect to Shabbos, and therefore allow yourself to take advantage of the Heter Ochel Nefesh, which applies only to Yontif but not to Shabbos? And Rabbi Yosef Engel says that no, you can't do that. And again, probably for the same reason, because Tosefes is a package deal. Once you are Mosif, so you're Mosif on the entire Kedusha Sayom, the Kedusha Sayom spills over into the time period of Tosefes, and along with it comes all of the dinim of the day that is being extended, and therefore Tosefes Shabbos would apply in that case as well. Just to conclude, so on the one hand, Tosefes Shabbos really reflects the overpowering character of Shabbos, such that it spills over its borders. And that's what the Mechilta explains, that Tosefes Shabbos, it says, Zachor milafanov v'shomer mila'acharav, and it's a mashal le'ze'ev hatoreid milafanov u'mila'acharav. Shabbos is an incredibly powerful force, just like a ze'ev, just like a wolf. And it extends over both of its borders. It cannot be contained into its precise borders because of its potency. And on the other hand, Tosefes Shabbos reflects also the alacrity that Klal Yisrael has in anticipating and valuing Shabbos. And that's what we say in this video: Dorshei Hashem Zera Avram Ohavo Hamaachrim Lotzeis Min Hashabbos Umimaharim Lavo. That by extending Shabbos both at its beginning time and its end time, we reflect how much we value Shabbos, how much we anticipate it, and how much we want it to stay as much as possible. Wish everyone a great rest of the week.